那今天呢，我们也会继续讲这个怎么样来听神的声音。
Today we're gonna continue to talk about how to listen to the voice of God.
那今天我们讲的呢，就是来求印证。
So today we're going to talk about how we can get confirmation from the Lord.
Confirmation of the signs.
And the sign.
我们来翻开圣经的士师记第六章。
Let's turn to Judges, chapter 6.
今天我们要读个好几章的圣经。大家呢，如果你有中文的呢，自己来跟着我读；如果有英文的呢，你自己来仔细的来读。
So we're gonna read few chapters today. So if you read in English, you can read it on your own. If you read in Chinese, you can read along with me.
我们今天要读四世纪第六章、第七章和第八章。
We are going to read Judges chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8.
这会需要至少十分钟。
So we need at least 10 minutes on this.
但是呢，这些故事非常非常的重要。
But the stories written on this, chapters are very important for us to know.
但你知道神的话呢，写在这里，他要教导我们很多的东西。
You know that when God written his words down here is to teach us.
他让我们知道怎么样来听见他的声音。
He wants us to know how to listen to his voice.
而且他要我们知道怎么样来持续地听见他的声音。
And he wants us to know how to continue to listen to his voice.
今天我们要讲的这个人呢，就叫祭奠。他呢，有时候就是说对神呢有很大的信心，有时候呢听不清楚，最后把他的家人陷在罪恶里面，后来有悲惨的事情发生在他的家里。
So today, this person we're going to talk about is Gideon. Sometimes he has great faith, sometimes he his lack of faith and doesn't really know what God is trying to tell him. And in the latter life, in the latter days of his life, he actually entrap and snare his family in idol worshiping.
就是我们的学习呢，就是目的要从祭奠的这个经历里面呢学习，就是说。一方面像他那样呢，当听到神的声音的时候呢，有很大的信心；另一方面呢，不要像他那样，在软弱的时候，在落入一个网络里面。
So we want to learn through his life, so that we can be like him when we hear the voice of God, and we will be brave and have faith when we hear God's voice. But when we are weak, we will not fall into traps like he did.
那圣经里面呢写这些人物的时候啊，他什么都写，他不会只写好的一面。
So when Bible is trying to reading down a person's life, he doesn't just record the good things, he will record both the bad and the good.
这也是为什么我被圣经所吸引的缘故，为什么信耶稣，因为圣经记载的是真实的故事。
This is also why I believe in God, because the Bible records the truthful thing, the true things.
因为我们也是真实的人，我们要行在这个世界上，要做真实的事情，有软弱的时候，有刚强的时候。
We are also true men. So on this earth, we have times when we are strong, we have times when we are weak.
正是因为圣经这种真实呢，它深深地吸引着我，我相信这是真理。
Because the truth in the Bible, it always attracted me to believe in him.
所以到今天我每一天都会要读圣经。
So that's why towards this day, I still read my Bible every day.
每一天我都被圣经所吸引。
So every day, I am drawn to reading the Bible.
每一天我都认识神更深。
So every day, I will know him more and more.
那所以希望弟兄姐妹也是这样，通过这些真实的故事，要认识这位真实的神。
So I hope that everybody here will be just like me, so that we will, through the truthfulness, true stories in the Bible, we will know this truthful God.
也要认识你真实的自己，并且有真实的信心。
And also know the true you, and also know true faith.
那为什么要讲真实的自己呢？好多人对自己的真实的一方面呢，不敢去面对， 好多时候我们会等待着一个虚假的一些事情会发生，但是这个虚假的光明的事情呢，好像永远也不发生。
So why do I have to talk about true self? Because a lot of times we do not want to face the reality of ourselves, and we just turn to like false expectations.
那这些虚假的这些东西呢，它最后让我们会失望。
And false expectations will lead to disappointment.
那所以让我们要认识我们真实的自己。
So that's why we need to know the true, our true identity, true self.
所以圣经让我们就认识真实的人。
So that's why the Bible wants us to know true man.
所以我们就从真实的人呢，要学习真实的信心。
That's why we learn from true man to know true faith.
也要明白神真实的这些话语。
And also know the truthfulness of God's words.
神的圣经究竟在讲什么？
So what is the Bible actually telling us?
好，我们就读第六章第七章。
So let's read Judges chapter 6 and 7.
我会读的比较快一点，大家也可以读快一点。
I will read it in a faster mode, so you can also read along.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。以色列人鸣风撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻击他们，对着他们安营，毁坏土场，直到加撒，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛、羊、驴也没有留下，因为那些人带着牲畜、帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其群乏，就呼求耶和华。以色列人因米甸人的缘故呼求耶和华，耶和华就差遣先知到以色列人那里，对他们说：耶和华以色列的神如此说，我曾领你们从埃及上来，出了为奴之家，救你们脱离埃及人的手，并脱离一切欺压你们之人的手，把他们从你们面前赶出，将他们的地赐给你们，又对你们说，我是耶和华你们的神，你们住在亚摩利人的地，不可敬畏他们的神，你们竟不肯听从我的话。耶和华的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比一谢族人约阿斯的橡树下，约阿斯的儿子祭奠正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向祭奠显现，对他说：大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。祭奠说：主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这样一切的事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说，耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人的手里。耶和华观看祭奠说：你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？祭奠说：主啊，我又何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马纳西支派中是至贫穷的，我在我父家里是至微小的。耶和华对他说：我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人如击打一人一样。祭奠说：我说在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，是我知道与我说话的就是主。求你不要离开这里，等我归回，将礼物带来供在你面前。主说：我必等你回来。祭奠去预备了一只山羊羔，用一发细面做了无酵饼，将肉放在筐里，把汤盛在壶中，带到橡树下，献在使者面前。神的使者吩咐祭奠说：将肉和无酵饼放在这磐石上，把汤倒出来。他就这样行了。耶和华的使者伸手牲畜兽内的帐，帐头挨了肉和无酵饼，就有火从磐石中出来，烧尽了肉和无酵饼，耶和华的使者也就不见了。祭奠见他是从耶和华的使者，就说：哀哉，主耶和华，我不好了，因为我敌面看见耶和华的使者。耶和华对他说：你放心，不要惧怕，你必不至于死。于是祭奠在那里的耶和华做了一座堂，起名叫耶和华撒龙。这堂在亚比一谢族俄弗拉直到如今。但那夜耶和华吩咐祭奠说：你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并撤回你父亲为巴利所筑的堂，砍下堂边的木偶，在这磐石上整整齐齐地为耶和华你的神筑一座堂，将第二只牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴。祭奠就从 他仆人中挑选了十个人，照着耶和华吩咐他的行了。他因怕富家和本城的人不敢在白昼行街时，就在夜间行了。城里的人清早起来，见巴黎的堂拆毁，堂旁的木偶砍下，第二只牛陷在新筑的堂上，就彼此说：“这事是谁做的呢？”他们方查之后，就说：“这是约阿斯的儿子基甸做的。”城里的人对约阿斯说：“将你儿子交出来，好治死他，因为他撤回了巴黎的堂，砍下堂旁的木偶。”约阿斯回答站着攻击他的众人说：“你们是为巴黎争辩的吗？你们要救他吗？谁为他争论，趁早降水致死。巴黎若果是神，有人拆毁他的堂，让他为自己争论吧。”所以当日城祭奠为耶路巴黎，就是说他拆毁巴黎的堂，让巴黎与他争辩。那是米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都聚集过河，在耶斯列平原昂营。耶和华的灵降在祭奠身上，他就垂脚，亚比一些族都聚集跟随他。他打发人走遍马拿西地，马拿西人也聚集跟随他，又打发人去见亚舍人、希伯伦人、纳夫他利人，他们都出来与他们会合。基甸对神说：“你若果真，若果照着所说的话，借我的手拯救以色列人，我就把一团羊毛放在火场上。若当时羊毛上有露水，别的地方都是干的，我就知道你必照着所说的话，借我的手拯救以色列人。”次日早晨，基甸起来，见果然是这样，见羊毛挤一挤，从羊毛挤出满盆的露水来。基甸又对神说：“求你不要向我发怒，我再说一次。让我将羊毛再试一次，但愿羊毛是干的，别的地方都有露水。”这夜神就如此行，都羊毛上是干的，别的地方都有露水。耶路巴利就是祭奠，他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁边安营。米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利冈。耶和华对米甸说：“跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手里，免得以色列人向我夸大，说我是我们自己的手救了我们。现在你要向这些人宣告说，方惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。”于是有22000人回去，只剩下10000。耶和华对基甸说：“人还是过多，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们。我指点谁说这人可以同你去，你就可以同你，他们就可以同你去。我指点谁说这人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。”基甸就带他们下到水旁。耶和华对基甸说：“凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，要使他当葬在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他当葬在一处。”于是用手捧着舔水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。耶和华对基甸说：“我要用这舔水的300人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你们手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。”这300人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人基甸都打发他们各归各的帐篷，只留下在300人。米甸营在他们下边的平原里。当那夜耶和华吩咐基甸说：“起来，下到米甸营里去，因为我已见他们交在你的手中。倘若你怕下去，你就带着你的仆人普拉下到那营里去，你必听见他们所说的，然后你就有胆量去供应。”于是基甸带着仆人普拉下到营边，米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都布撒在平原，如同蝗虫那样多，他们的骆驼无数，多入海边的沙。基甸到了，就听见一个人见梦，告诉同伴说：“我做了一梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐幕，见帐幕创倒，帐幕就方庄倾覆了。”那同伴说：“这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子基甸的刀。神已将米甸和全军交在他的手中了。”基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中说：“起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。”于是基甸见300人分作3队，把脚和空瓶交在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把，吩咐他们说：“你们要看我行事，我到了营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。我和一切跟随我的人捶脚的时候，你们也要在营的4围捶脚。”他们就要说：“耶和华和基甸的刀。”基甸和跟随他的100人在3更之处才换更的时候来到营旁，就捶脚打破手中的瓶，3队的人就都捶脚打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着脚，喊着说：“耶和华和祭奠的刀。”他们在营的4围各站各方，全营的人都乱窜，300人呐喊使他们逃跑。 三百人就吹角。耶和华使全营的人用刀相互击杀，逃到喜利拉的波哈士塔，直逃到靠近塔巴的亚波密哈拉。以色列人就从拿弗他里、亚士和马拿西全地聚集来追赶弥甸人。基甸打发人就变以法莲三地说，你们下来攻击弥甸人，争先把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉。于是以法莲的众人都聚集把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉，捉住了弥甸人的两个首领，一名俄利，一名席伯。席伯将俄利杀在俄利磐石上，将西伊伯撒在西伊伯酒藏那里，又追赶弥甸人，将俄利和西伊伯的首级带过约旦河到伊甸祭奠那里。我们下面再读一下第八章呢，我们读一段22节到27节。
So let's read chapter 8, verse from 22 to 29。
以色列人对基甸说，你既救我们脱离弥甸人的手，愿你和你的儿孙管理我们。基甸说，我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，唯有耶和华管理你们。基甸又对他们说，我有一件事求你们，请你们个人将所夺的耳环给我。原来仇敌是以实玛利人，都是戴金耳环的。他们说，我们情愿给你，就铺开一件外衣，个人将所夺的耳环丢在地上。基甸说，要出来的金耳环重1700舍格的金子，此外还有弥甸王所戴的月环、耳坠和所穿的紫色衣服，并骆驼项上的金链子。基甸以此制造了一个以弗德，设立在本城厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜纳以弗德兴了邪淫，这就做了基甸和他全家的网罗。我们读完这个第六、第七章和第八章的一部分。
So we have finished reading chapter 6 and 7 and also part of chapter 8.
那这个故事呢，总体来讲就是讲到，就是说神呢用了一个胆子很小的人一个很贫穷的人叫做祭奠呢，用来拯救以色列人脱离弥甸人的手。
So basically God has used a person who is poor and who is weak to save the whole nation of Israel.
当时的背景是这样的，在这个四世纪的时代呢，就说是以色列是非常的乱的。
So during the period of judges, Israel is in a confusion. It's quite miserable.
那在这个四世纪里面呢，常常会从头到尾讲一句话，说的那时以色列人没有王，个人都做他们眼中看为正的事情。
So a lot of times, if you read Judges, there's always a saying that there is no king among the Jews, so they do whatever they feel they like to do.
所以那个时候呢，就说是他们的祭司啊，利未人也不再侍奉神。
So in those days, the priests, the Levites, they are not worshiping God as well.
那好多人呢就开始去拜这个偶像。
So people turn away to idol worshiping.
那这里就讲的呢，就是说当时为什么以色列人呢就是说会受这么多的苦呢？第六章一开始就说以色列人心耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So that's why was the Israelites under such a depression? Because it says in the very beginning of chapter 6, Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那最主要的就是拜偶像。
So mainly because they worship idols.
那跟着拜偶像而来的呢，就是好多这种奇奇怪怪的风俗。
So because of idol worshiping, it brings a lot of customs.
那些风俗呢，也是非常的糟糕的，就是说是在道德上来说呢，是很败坏的。
And those customs are quite defiled, you know, like it's not proper.
那比如说呢，这个迦南人呢，就是说在敬拜他们的神的时候呢，会在庙里面有庙妓，有妓女。
So for example, the Canaanites, when they worship their idol, their god, they will have prostitutes in the temple.
所以有很多从神的道德上来讲呢，是完全违背神的东西。
So from God's perspective, it's all against God.
所以以色列人因着这样的罪恶呢，就就神就把他们交在这个敌人的手里面。
Because the evil that Israelites did, that's why God handed them over to their enemies.
那有时候我们可能问神是神啊，你为什么让我们受苦？
So a lot of time you may ask God, why do you put us in this miserable things?
那事实上是因为这我们呢，就是离开了这个活水的源头。被自己做了不能盛水的池子，这是耶利米书第一章这样讲的。
Instead, we actually left the living water, and we dug a well that cannot contain waters for us. It is written in Jeremiah.
就是说，我们敬拜偶像的时候呢，就是自找苦吃。
So because when we worship idols, we are just finding troubles for ourselves.
在新约圣经里面讲呢，敬拜偶像啊这些东西呢，就会给撒旦留地步。撒旦就在我们身上有权柄。
So in the New Testament, it says, if you worship idols, you will leave a stronghold for the enemies to attack you.
所以呢，就说 这时候以色列人就遭受这样的，在这个米甸人的手里面呢，受苦七年。
So that's why the Israelites were in the hand of Midian for 7 years.
那米甸人是什么人呢？这样讲吧，就是米甸人呢，在这个以色列的东部。约旦河的东边，腓力斯人呢在西部，在靠近地中海。
So who are the Midians? They are a group of people that situated on the east of Israel, east of the Jordan, and Philistines are on the west side.
所以读圣经的时候，读到腓力斯人的时候呢，也是以色列人的敌人，就在从西边过来的。那读到米甸人啊，就是从东边过来的。
So when you read the Bible, if you hear Philistines, so they are the group of people who live on the west side of the Jews, and also if you read Midian, they are live in the east side of the Jews.
那你如果读到亚玛力人呢，是从南边过来。
And if you read about 亚玛力人呢，亚玛力人是什么？Amorites, they are situated on the south part of the east, the Jews.
那你如果读到什么亚述人啊这些东西，就是北边过来。
If you read about Ashur, they are from the northern side of the Jews.
所以这些强大的米甸人呢，就会欺压他们。
So the Midians were trying to depress the Jews.
那他们被欺压到一个什么样的程度呢？留盐驴都没有，就是说祭奠呢是藏在这个鸠榨那里来弄点吃的。鸠榨是什么？做酒的。它藏在哪里呢？在大麦子。
So to the point they were so poor they don't even have any sheep or cattle or donkeys. So they were hiding in the wine press, to threshold the wheat. That's what the Gideon was doing.
你先想呢，就是说一般来说的话，打麦子呢要在麦场上打，因为麦场上打的时候呢，敌人看见就来掠走了。所以藏在哪里，在酒榨里面啊，用那个棒槌啊，就是弄一点，弄一点。
So normally, if you wanna threading the wheat, you do it on a flat ground. Because the enemy, when they see you doing that, they will come and get the food, the crops from you. That's why Gideon was hiding in a wine press in order to do that.
但是呢，神就向他显现，要来用这样一个人呢，要来拯救以色列人。
But God appeared to him to use this man to save the Israelite.
那这个人呢？神为什么要用他呢？我们不知道，只是知道神就拣选了。
So why did he choose Gideon? We do not know.
也可能是因为这个人呢，他真的胆子很小，他自己也没能力，他非常清楚，所以他可以依靠神。
Or maybe because he is truly a weak person, that's why he can completely trust God.
Yeah. 所以你从他跟这个神的使者的对话里面，就说神说大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。那使者就说你是大能的勇士，他说谁是大能的勇士呀？你在叫谁呀？
So when the angel of the Lord say, okay, mighty warriors, the Lord is with you. He asks, oh, who is this mighty warrior?
那 这个是说主啊，你耶和华如果和我们同在，为什么遭这样一件事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？那奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
So, and he said, is if the Lord is with us, why has this all happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our father told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring you out of Egypt? And now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian.
那耶和华就对他说，说你要靠着你的能力去拯救以色列人，我要差遣你去。
And the Lord said to him, you have to go in the strength that you have and to save Israel out of the Midian's hand.
他说你搞错了吧，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？在15节讲的。
So he doubted and he said, oh, maybe, maybe you made a mistake, he said. How can I save Israel?
我家在马拿西支派中是致贫穷的，我在我父家是致微小的。
And he said, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh and I am the least in the family.
啊，他就说你搞错了吧，我这个人没任何的资本和能力。
So he doubted. He said, "Oh, maybe you made a mistake. I'm a person like me. I have no ability of doing that."
我讲话也没有人听的，谁听我讲话呀？
So even if I say something, no one will listen. Who can listen? Who will listen to me?
我怎么能带领以色列人去打仗呢？
How can I lead the Israelites into a battle?
那也许因着他真的知道自己卑微呢，神拣选了他，因为这样的人可以来依靠神。
Maybe because he is very humbled, that's why God was able to pick him to save the Israelites.
这里要插一句话，有一个牧师，这个韩国的这个牧师赵云基呢，他有这个教会有成千上万的小组，他怎么样拣选小组长呢？他很特别。
So, by the way, there is a pastor Cho Yong Ji in South Korea. He has a big church. And do you know how he picked his group leaders, small group leaders?
你知道好多人拣选这个领袖啊，就是说他能干啊，能做这个能做。他不是的，他看到谁说自己不行，他就拣选他。
So you know, a lot of people will pick those who can, who are mighty enough to like lead a group meetings, right? But he's not like that. He only picked the one who said they couldn't.
他就看到，因为这些人，当他们自己觉得不行的时候呢，他们就做什么？他们会依靠耶和华。
Because he knew that those people who said they couldn't, then they would be able to rely on God to do the work.
所以他这个教会很多人得救，是因为有很多的神迹奇事发生。因为这些人祷告的时候，神就听，就有神迹奇事发生。
So the reason why his church was so big because there are a lot of signs and miracles happen in the church because when these people pray, God listened.
因为这些人他知道自己软弱，所以他就依靠神。
Because these people knew they are weak, that's why they rely on God, and that's why God listened to their prayers.
那所以呢，这个祭奠在这个地方呢，很可能也是就是耶和华知道他这个人会依靠耶和华，别人不依靠，别人依靠自己。
So maybe Gideon, in this case, God knew that he will not rely on himself, but rely on God. That's why he picked him.
但是呢，因着他这种卑微和这种自己的这种不自信呢，他也不能就是对神对他的拣选还是有很多的怀疑的。
But because he is weak and he is incompetent, so he has a lot of doubts when God said that he picked him.
那所以呢，这里就是他用一种方法，今天我们讲的一个主要的方法，就是他要每次都要求印证，上帝给我一个证据。
So he has a method of how to ask for a confirmation and signs from the Lord. So this is what we want to talk about today.
那今天我们要讲，就是说这个好多时候，当我们不确定的时候呢，要向神求印证。
So going to talk about how sometimes when we are unsure, we can ask God for confirmation.
那有的人有很大的信心，有的人信心不大。
So to some people you may have faith, but to some others they may not have a faith like you.
那我们大部分的人信心在一个成长的过程里面，好多时候我们要求印证。
So to most of us, we are still growing on our faith. So that's why we need to ask for confirmation a lot of times.
那这个地方呢，基甸是怎么样求印证呢？他说第一个，如果主啊，正是你给我讲话的话呢，我就要把这个饼啊、肉啊拿来啊，给你献上，啊，你要显个显个神迹给我看，我就知道是主你在向我讲话。
So this is what Gideon did, and he said, "Okay, if you are the Lord, then stay here. When I come back, I will bring you the meat, the loaf of bread, and you do a miracle on me. Then I will know that it is you."
那某种意义上讲呢，就是他对站在他前面的这个耶和华的使者呢，他并不熟悉，他对神的话也可能不大熟悉，过去从来没有跟神打过交道，都不太认识神。
So we can see that he may be unfamiliar with who he's talking to. He may be unfamiliar with God. So he doesn't know like what exactly to do.
他就要试一下说 你真的是耶和华神在向我讲话吗？还是另外来的什么什么哪里来的这个什么什么人在骗我呢？
So he is trying to test out whether this is actually the true messenger that comes from the Lord or maybe some random people that's talking to him.
那所以他第一个试验神的方法呢，就是用这个献一个祭呢，神呢就说把这个祭呢就烧掉了，他就知道是神，悦纳了神。
Yeah, so that's the first testing that he did. He bring the offerings, and then the messenger took the offerings, and then he knew that, okay, this was the angel of the God, of Lord.
他看到真正是神的时候呢，他说什么呢？他说，哀哉，主耶和华，我不好了，因为我第一面看见耶和华的使者，因为那时候的人要看见耶和华，亲眼见到神就该死了，该死了。
So after he realized that it is the angel of the Lord and said, oh, okay, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. And back then when they see an angel of the Lord, they think they are going to die.
你想想呢，他的爸爸带领全家的人拜偶像，今天你又看见耶和华的使者，你是不是该死了？
Just imagine that his father was was leading other people to worship Baal, and then now you see the face of God. Then are you going to be like dead? Are you going to die now?
但是呢，耶和华就告诉他说：“你放心，不要惧怕。”
But the Lord said, "Okay, peace. Do not be afraid."
那这也是我们好多时候，当我们信心弱小、对神不太认识的时候呢，我们不太清楚。有时候见了神也惧怕，有时候又很想亲近神，有时候又惧怕。
And that's similar to us. Like a lot of times we want to see the face of the Lord, but at the same time we have the fear or we don't want to see him. You know, like we have this contradiction in us.
不管怎么样，这个时候神就给他一个印证，说让他知道神真的拣选了他。
No matter what, God has given him the confirmation that it was actually him.
因着神对他的这样一个拣选，因着神给他的这样一个印证。因着神对他的鼓励，说你不要惧怕呢，他下面胆子就很大，信心大增。
So because of the confirmation that he received, because of the encouragement from the Lord, that's why he became bold enough to continue what the Lord wanted him to do.
所以他一夜之间呢，带着他的仆人呢，就把他的父亲啊，在那个当地做的那些这个偶像呢，全给砍掉。
So during the night, he took his man and then cut down all the idol worshipping altars in the town that his father did.
那这是需要非常大的勇气的。
It needs a lot of courage to do that.
那所以这个时候，当他真正和神这样面对面，神给他一个印证的时候呢，他就知道真是神，所以他的信心大增，所以他就敢做这样的事情。
Because he had faced God face to face and he knew it was from God, that's why he was able to have the courage to do things that he did.
我这就拿我自己作为一个例子，我好多时候我要求神给我印证，但神给我印证的时候，我信心就大增，就做从前做不到的事情。
So I use myself as an example. A lot of time I will ask for confirmations. If I did get the confirmation, then my faith will be increased. Then I will be able to do things that I would not be able to do before in the past.
举一个例子，就是我几年前回国的时候呢，我的嫂子呢，她是一个基督徒，她每次都说你向我的爸爸妈妈给我家人去传福音，叫我去给他们的家人去传福音。
So a few years back when I went back to China, my sister-in-law, she is a Christian, she asked me to go and preach the good news to her family, her parents.
她家呢，她的姐姐带着这个家人捡迷信，就是说很多的乌烟瘴气，都得癌症的人死掉的，这个那个，很多的坏事情发生，她就说你去给我家里传福音。
So her sister was leading the family into idol worshiping, and which brings a lot of trouble, like a sickness, death into the family. So she want me to go and preach to her family.
但是她的爸爸妈妈都有癌症在身上。
So at that time, both her parents were having cancer.
那我呢有一个习惯，我一回国呢，我肯定要去看看她的爸爸妈妈，因为远道而来，不看也说不过去。
So it's my custom to go visit them every time I go back to China because I came all the way, so I have to go see them anyways.
所以我给我嫂子讲呢，我说我给他们已经讲了几十年的福音了，再不讲了，这次再去也不讲福音了，因为我也不想再去冒犯他们，他们不高兴，我就去看望他们。作为亲戚呢，我一定要去看望他们。
So I told my sister-in-law that I have been trying to tell her parents over the years and they did not listen. And then to this time, I'm not going to tell them anymore to offend them. But still, out of courtesy, I will go and visit them.
我就说我去呢，就作为亲戚呢，我就跟他们就做亲戚的待遇啊，就是去问寒问暖，对吧？讲一些高兴。
So as a relative of this, I will just go as a relative to, you know, like say hello, to greet them.
带着礼物也跟他们吃一顿好饭。
And I also brought presents and I was hoping to have a meal with them.
那但是呢，我在做这一切事情，我常常会祷告，就是说神呢也给我印证。
But in everything I do, I always ask God to give me confirmations.
我到哪里我都会求印证，我说圣灵，如果是你要做什么事情，你给我一个印证。
So everywhere I go, I always ask for confirmation. I always say to the Lord, Lord, if you want me to do something, give me a sign.
那所以呢，我就去这个到他家呢、他的姐姐也是出于礼貌，就给我带了一个礼物来看我。
So I went to their house and her sisterSo out of courtesy, she also brought me some present.
她姐姐给我一个礼物呢，上面这个我也很奇怪，就看她出场的日期。
So it's very strange when she had me the present, I look at the expiry date on that thing.
The production day.
A production day of the thing.
我也不知道为什么，因为有时候有些亲戚给我送一些礼物呢，早就过期了，过期四五年了，他还送我。
I don't know why. Maybe because sometimes when my relatives give me things, they expire a lot of times. So that's why I just check on the production day.
但是我一看这个出场的日期呢，它是我按牧的日期，称为牧师那个典礼的日期啊，而且年月日都是一模一样。
So when I look at the production day, I realized that it's the same day that I got ordained as a pastor. So it's exactly the day and the year.
因为那个日子本来就对我很特别，那个按摩的日子，当时神给我按摩的时候也是一个，也有印证，非常特别的一个日子。
Because the day that I got ordained, it was also a very special day of my life. Because that day, I also received many confirmations and signs as well.
那，所以当我这个看到这个日期的时候呢，我就信心大增，好像神在跟我讲，我把他们都交在你的手里了。
So when I see the day, immediately my faith increased as if God is telling me that God has already hand them over to me.
我回家以后告诉我的嫂子，还有告诉我的告诉苏生我的妻子，我说我们来祷告，还有我的哥哥祷告。我们祷告的时候，最后我就跟嫂子和苏生呢就去探望，在一起去探望这个我嫂子的爸爸妈妈，说神已经把他们交在我们的手里了。
So after that, I took my wife Susan. I also took my sister-in-law and also my brother. We come together and pray. And then I told them that the Lord has handed over to us.
So we 去的时候呢，就在病床上给他的妈妈祷告。祷告的时候，他妈妈就接受了耶稣啊。
So once again, we went and go and visit. Her parents, who is her mom, who is in the hospital, and we pray over her, and
she received the Lord.
She received the Lord. Okay.
我就头转过去就问爸爸，说是你要不要接受主？
And then I turned my head over to the father and said, "Do you want to receive the Lord as well?"
他说我已经接受主了。你给妈妈祷告说我已经接受主。
And he said, "I have already received the Lord. When you pray over my wife, I have already received the Lord."
对，我又转向他的妹妹。妹妹，我说就是我们能不能妹妹祷告
？So I turned to her sister, and then I said, "Do you can I pray for you?"
这个是一个他的妹妹不是姐姐，姐姐也在那里，但是我们先为妹妹祷告。
So this was the younger sister, not the older sister.
祷告的时候呢，神就给我们一系列的启示，他就哭啊哭啊哭啊。
So when we pray, I receive a lot of revelations, and I prophesy over her, and she starts crying and crying.
后来他就接受主。
And after that, she received the Lord as well.
所以后来我们就找他的大姐，大姐是那个带领全家拜偶像的那个，结果她跑掉了。他头痛就跑掉。
And then we turn to the older sister. The older sister was the one who lead everybody into idol worshiping. We're trying to pray over her, and then she just ran away.
Because of a headache.
Oh, she had a headache and she ran away. Okay.
那我相信真的就是那仇敌呢在攻击她，让她离开了。
So I believe the evil one was attacking her, and then that's why she left.
那不管怎么讲，那时候神给了我们印证呢，就是时候到了，他的家人要得救。
So no matter what, that was the confirmation I got from the Lord that the time has come and it's time for their salvation.
那祭奠呢，就是在这里，他就是用这种方法，就是说，哎，要求印证。但有印证的时候呢，就信心就大增。
So Gideon is doing the same thing. He's asking for a sign, a confirmation. So when the sign appears, his faith was increased.
那后来他继续求印证，因为神的灵降临在他身上呢，他就吹角，完了要招聚以色列人，他缺乏信心，他就对神说呢，你让羊毛刚还是羊毛湿，对不对？他还是要求印证。
And he continued to ask for confirmations, even though he was bold enough to blow the trumpet and lead a group of men. He's still asking the Lord, okay, give me a sign that whether the flints is.Wet or dry.
所以神就给他这样的这个这样的印证以后呢，他就信心大增，可以招聚以色列人。
So God gave him the sign, and his faith was increased, so he was able to gather the Israelites.
那所以就说这个时候，当印证给他的时候呢，人就信心大增。
So that's why when the signs and confirmations give people faith.
那我记得当时我买第一栋房子的时候呢，从来没有买过房子。那时候呢，我们也在求印证，神就给一个印证。
So I remember, when I first purchased my first house, I was quite afraid because I never purchased a house before, and then I asked the Lord for a confirmation.
结果我这个老二呢，当时四五岁，他就早上起来做了一个梦。他说我梦见我们搬进一个粉红色的房子，那老有一对老夫妻呢，就说。没有王具，他们帮走，我们就帮进去，他就去王了。
So my second daughter, she was about 4 or 5 years old, and she had a dream, and she told us in the morning that she remember in the dream that we move into a pink house, There are an old couple who have no choice moved out, and then so we moved in to have choice.
那真的后来我们就看到这个粉红色的房子，一对老夫妻，就是卖房子，结果我们很喜欢那个房子，就是第一栋我们所买的房子。
So indeed, we actually moved, we actually found a pink house and was selling by an old couple, and we liked the house and we bought the house.
我们当时候没有钱，没有什么都没有，但是那时候就一个就信心升起来，知道神和我们同在。
So we actually don't have much, we don't have money, but all we have is faith in the Lord.
那这个这里呢，祭奠也是这样，他有第三个地方也求印证，就是说神给他一个，他没有求，但是呢，神说我会给你一个印证，就是在这个第七章呢，他要去到这个弥甸人的营里面呢，就是带着他的300人下到营里面，带着火把啊，带着脚要去进到他的营里面。
And also, God gave him another sign as well. He didn't ask for it, but God gave it to him anyways. That was before he took the 300 men to go into the Midian camp with the sword and the trumpet and the fire, the torches.
那神要他们带什么呢？带火把，还有带什么？带脚，没有说带刀。
So God asked them to take torches and also trumpets, but God never said, okay, take any swords.
你想想呢，就是说他要带着他的仆人下到营里面去，神说你要带着火把和脚去，左手拿火把，右手拿脚，那你刀往哪里放？就用脚拿吗？脚拿不了的。
So just imagine God is telling you to go into the enemy camp. So you have torches on your left, and trumpets on your right. So where do you take your sword? Your feet? Can your feet take a sword?
那所以得先，基甸就说，遇到神让他这样做事情，他本来就胆小，那怎么做事情啊？怎么去打仗啊？
So so if God asks Gideon to do things like that and yet he's very, you know, like, he's a coward, right? So how can he do things like when God asked him to do that?
神做事情也很奇怪，他把他的这个22000人呢，就剩下10000人，10000人最后呢就弄成300人。
And also God had 24,000 men, and yet he take away the 14,000, left with 10,000, and from the 10,000, he only picked 300.
你想祭奠，我想祭奠，但是全身都在发抖。
So I think in my imagination, Gideon must be trembling, maybe shaking himself all over.
但是呢，神就鼓励他，在第十节，第七章第十节鼓励他，倘若你怕下去，就带你的仆人呼拉下到那营里去，你必听见他们所说的，然后你就有胆量下去攻营。
So that's why in chapter 7, verse 10, this is what God said. If you are afraid to attack, then go down to the camp of the servant Purah and listen to what they are saying. After that, afterward, you will have the encouragement to attack the camp.
所以神知道他是一个胆小的人呢，就神就给他各样的印证。
So God knew that he is timid, so God was able to give him all kind of a confirmation to encourage him.
那后来呢，结果他们下到营里呢，听到有人做梦，有人解梦。哦，这些人做梦的人是谁呢？是以色列人吗？不是的，是弥甸人，他们敌人做了梦关于祭奠的梦。
So when they went into the camp, they were hearing a person talking about his dream, another person interpreting the dream. So who are they? Are they the Israelites? No, they are the Midians, the enemies.
啊，一个人就说我做了一梦，梦见一个大饼拱到弥甸营中，到了帐幕前，帐幕撞倒，帐幕压翻了。
So this person said, okay, I had a dream that a round loaf of barley bread came tumbling down into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent and in such a force that the tent overturned and collapsed.
那另一个解梦的人呢，说什么？他说不是别的，那是以色列人约阿斯的儿子祭奠的刀。 神已经民间的全军交在他的手中了。
So the interpreter said, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash. The Israelites, God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hand.
你想想就说这个当他们听到对方敌人在这样讲这个这样的梦的时候他们就信心大增啊。信心大增。
Imagine that after they hear the interpretation of the dream, their faith have increased so much that they were able to do it.
是勇气大增啊！所以呢，当时300人呢就瓶子打破，火把点着以后呢，就吹角。
So the 300 men they were so encouraged, they broke the jar and took the torch and blew the trumpet.
所以这就是神就是让他们结果呢那些全营就乱了夜里面半夜三更啊那人就乱了以后他们自己杀自己开始逃跑。
So it was in the middle of the night because what they did with the trumpet and the torch, everybody in the camp was confused and they start to attack each other.
你就是神做事情有时候就是这样做圣经里面记载好多这样的事情神有他的办法让敌人逃跑。
So similar things have recorded in the Bible several times, like God has his own way of dealing with people.
我也经历过这样的事情，我讲一个小小的见证。
I have also encountered things like that. I want to share one of my
2000年的时候，刚到温哥华，住在温东。当时呢，我请我的朋友一个星期五的晚上过来吃饭，吃完饭呢送我的朋友走，结果呢遇到一些麻烦，在外面遇到一些麻烦。
So that was about 2000. I was living in East Vancouver. On a Friday night, I invite my friends over, and then after that, I send my friends away, and I had some troubles during the night.
那有一个年轻人呢，喝醉了酒，他就要给我讲话，关于 hockey 啊什么东西呢？我没有看，我就答不上话，他很生气。
So this man who was drunk, he came to me and trying to talk to me something about hockey because I didn't watch the hockey game, so I wasn't able to respond. And he got mad at me because I wasn't talking back.
他就告诉我，他说，你滚回你自己的国家去，你跑到这里来，你买一个小房子，你以为这是你的家，滚回你自己国家去。
And so he said, go back to your own country. You came here and bought a little house and you think this is your home. No, go back to your own country.
哦，我当时立刻震惊，我说，这也我在这租房子，我也没有买房子。我说，这我怎么办呢？
And then I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. I didn't buy a house here. I only have rented a house and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to respond.
他不让我回家，他要打架，走了。
He doesn't allow me to go home. He wanna have a fight with me.
那后来我就说，我就想，我说用耶稣的名来祝福他吧。我就说 ，bless you in Jesus' name.
And I wanna bless him in Jesus' name. So I told him, okay, bless you in Jesus' name.
他说 ，This is not your religion. 他说这不是你的信仰，你不能信耶稣。
And he said, no, this is not your religion. You cannot believe in Jesus Christ.
那我说我怎么办呢？后来我想，因为当时呢，我以前学过功夫啊，我说我用功夫把他想打倒，我跑掉。
So I thought,
再向耶稣认罪。想把他打倒再认罪。
So I thought to myself, okay, I know like some martial art called kung fu, so I will probably just strike him down and then I will repent to the Lord.
但是我一看呢，在不远的地方，他们聚会的地方，大概有20-30个年轻男人在那里喝酒。我说完了，我如果把他打倒，他们来孤立我。就把我打死了。
And then I looked away, and then I saw about 20 other young men with him, just sitting somewhere else drinking beers or drinking. So I thought, okay, if I strike him down, they are going to come after me, and then they're probably gonna murder me.
而且那个时候呢，正好就是在温东，我住的家的旁边有一个中学叫做 Charles Tupper 呢，有一个菲律宾的男孩就是被 bully 死掉了，活活的打死。
So that was East Vancouver, and next to my house there was a a high school, and then a boy, a Filipino boy, was actually bullied to death in that high school.
所以我说这就糟了，我不能打他，我一打他，那他们来bully我，我一个人还是 be smart， 我这还是要做聪明人，让我的太太呢，我们刚结婚还没生孩子，我 my wife will become a widow， that's bad。
So I thought to myself, okay, I need to be smart. I'm not going to strike him because I don't want my wife to be a widow.
I didn't. 我没有想我死了会怎么样。我只想到我的太太呢，刚结婚不久做寡妇实在太惨。
I didn't think too much about myself. All I thought about is my wife because she was just newly wed to me, and I don't want her to become a widow.
后来我就祷告祷告祷告，我说怎么办呢，我向左他就挡在我左边，我向右他就挡在我左边，不让我回家他要打架。
So I pray and I pray, if I turn left, he will turn left, if I turn right, he will turn right, he want to have a fist fight with me.
你知道什么事情发生吗，他们那边喝酒的过来一个很大个子的人就来找他。
So do you know what happened? A tall man from the other groupA man came and trying to talk to him.
他就说你为什么跟这个陌生人过不去呢？
And he said, why do you bother this stranger?
他就打他。
And he started to hit this man.
他们俩就开始打起来。
And these two men started to fight.
那我就偷偷的回家了。
So I just escaped my way home.
那神呢，很多时候其实神就用这些方法可以来解救我们。
So God used a lot of times use this kind of similar method to rescue us.
那你想呢，就是说这个我们要相信圣经的话，神做事情就是他高我们一招。
So we need to believe in the word of God. The way that he do things is higher than our ways.
那长话短说呢，祭奠这次打迷甸人呢是大大的胜利，大大的胜利。
So to make the story short, Gideon had a full victory over the Midians.
那他就变成了一个英雄。
So he became the hero.
所以在第八章二十二节呢，以色列人就对祭奠说，你救我们脱离迷甸人的时候，愿你和你的儿子管理我们。
That's why in chapter 8, verse 22, the Israelites said to Midians, rule over us, you and your son and your grandson, because you have saved us.
但是人是很奇怪的，一看到一个英雄呢，就希望让他们来，让这个英雄来管理我们。
So man is strange. If we see a hero, we prefer to have him rule over us.
那以色列人当时在撒母耳的时代要求一个以色列王的时候呢，撒母耳说，你们不喜欢耶和华做你们的王，你们将来的王呢要你们的儿女为他做奴仆，他要霸占你的房子，对吧，这样那样的。
So during the time of Samuel, when the Israelites asked Samuel for a king, and Samuel said, okay, it's not good for you to ask a king because the king will make your son and daughter into slaves and take away your properties and blah, 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 stuff like that.
这里呢就是他们要他来做他的王，因为他是个英雄，对不对？我们仍只看到了人，没有看到背后的神。
So here is the same thing. They want him to be their rulers. So we can only see him, but we cannot see God, the God behind him.
所以有时候服侍神是很难的一件事情。为什么呢？你做得很好，人家把你当英雄，让你来做他们的吧。你做得不好，人家说你怎么搞的，对不对
？So it's actually very hard.To be a leader of God, because if you do it well, people will say, okay, be the ruler over us. And if you do a terrible job, people will, you know, like talk bad about you.
那就是说祭奠呢，他是一个很谦卑的人，他也知道他管理不了他们。他说我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，唯有耶和华管理你们。他为什么这样讲呢？
Gideon is a very humble man. He said, no, I'm not. And he knew that he couldn't rule over them. So that's why he said, okay, no, I'm not going to be a ruler. My son, nor my son, neither my grandson. But why did he say that?
他非常的清楚呢，这完全是神让他得胜，他自己一点都没有，就是说这里面不是他的能力。
Because he knew that it wasn't of him that they were victorious, but because of God that made him victorious.
所以这一点呢，就是他非常的谦卑，但是呢，怎么办呢？仍要他们以色列人还是要有人管理啊。
So he is humble, but still, the Israelites need someone to rule over them.
啊，他就想了一个办法。他说：“你把你们的金子给我，我给你们做一个以弗德，让你们去拜。
”So he thought of a way. He said, "Okay, give me your earrings, your gold, and then out of the gold, I will make you an ephod, so for you to worship."
那当时呢，他们就很愿意把这些金子拿出来，大概有就是20公斤的金子呢，拿来就是给他就做了一个。
So they are willing to give him the gold, so they give him maybe around like 20 kilograms of gold. So out of those gold, he made an ephod.
那以弗德是什么东西呢？是写在出埃及记里面，利未记里面呢，就是摩西让这个祭司的身上带的一个东西。祭司呢，用这个东西来可以求问神。
So what is ephod? It is written in Exodus and also in Levites. It's a thing that for the priest to wear so that he can, you know, some kind of consult the ephod to get answers from the Lord.
那他就造了一个以弗德，可能觉得人有这个以弗德的话，他们就会敬拜耶和华。
So he made the ephod, thinking that if he has an ephod, then people will worship God.
说是，但是呢，27节怎么讲呢？后来以色列人拜那以弗德，行了邪淫，这就做了祭奠和他全家的网罗。
And yet, verse 27, and it is what he said in the Bible. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed.In offering his town, all Israelites prostitute themselves by worshiping it there, and it became a snare to the Gideon and his family.
也就是说，祭奠呢一开始是好意，他们以为做了这个以弗德呢，人会敬拜他的耶和华。但是这些人呢，没有敬拜耶和华，他们就敬拜这个以弗德，这就成了祭奠和他全家的网罗。
So Gideon, out of his good intention, he made the ephod, and yet the Israelites not worshiping God instead of worshiping the ephod, this thing has became a snare for Gideon's family.
那后来呢？基甸的全家是非常的惨。
So,
以后大家有空可以读第九章的故事。
So if you have time, you can read on chapter 9, you will see what happened to his family. It's actually quite sad.
也就是说当他再次的有这个偶像出来的时候呢，撒旦又进入他的家，进入以色列人中间。
So when idols start to appear in the family, then Satan has a foothold in the family and then, you know, bad things start to happen again.
那这个今天也是一样的，在教会里面，有时候我们是好心啊，说要吸引弟兄姐妹来归向神，用各种的方法。
So same thing happened in the church. Sometimes we want to attract people to church, and we use all sort of methods.
有时候我们讲道的时候要讲非常好的道，要来吸引人来归向耶和华。
So sometimes we say we need to have a very very good speaker for good.Preaching in order to attract people to come to church.
那最后发现人呢，让他们要一定要听这个讲员的，听讲道，他们不读圣经。
And to the point that you know, like when people will come only to listen to this certain speaker, but not listen to any other speakers, nor reading their own Bible.
就是有时候我们。在教会里面提供的好多东西呢，让人离开了圣经，离开了祷告。
So the things that we provided in a church has actually led people away from the Lord and away from the Bible.
啊，有时候我们的敬拜，我们的敬拜有多好多好，最后仍在敬拜他们的敬拜，没有在敬拜神。
And sometimes we say, okay, we need to have a good worship team. And instead, people start to worship the worship team instead of worshiping God.
这些都是我们要小心的东西。
So all of these things we need to pay attention.
那我们要把人领向神。
We need to lead people to the Lord.
领向神的话语。
To his words.
那为什么这样的事情会发生在祭奠的身上呢
？So how come these things happen to Gideon's life？
你如果是一个作者的话，你写书的话，你要这样一个 ending 吗？这样一个结局吗
？So if you are the author, do you like this kind of ending to the story？
哦，我记得就是我和师母看电视啊，看到他们的结局很惨的，我们都很生气。这个导演搞什么名堂？
So, me and my wife, when we watch a certain movie, if the endings are not good, then my wife and I get very angry at the directors and say, okay, how come he directed this way?
我们不喜欢这种结局不好的电影。
We do not like stories that end this way.
因为电影是编出来的故事，是 entertainment, 是要娱乐别人的，圣经不是。
But because movies are just entertainments, man-made stories, but Bible is not.
圣经是要讲真理。
Bible is teaching us the truth.
真理在讲真实的人所发生的真实的事情。
So the truth is telling us the true story of true man.
那我们如果分析祭奠为什么会进入这样一种状况呢？
So if you're trying to analyze how come Gideon became this way.
有一点我们是知道的，你如果读四世纪呢，当时就说人呢，对神的话语是不清楚。
So one thing we know for sure during the time of Judges, people are not familiar, were not familiar with the word of God.
那如我们今天没有时间，如果有时间的话，读另外一段十七章的话，你就发现当时这个人呢拜偶像，啊，拜偶像呢，这个利未人呢没饭吃，啊，拜偶像的人说：“哦，你是利未人，来给我做祭司，来侍奉我的偶像。”就让这个利未人啊去侍奉他们的偶像，给他饭吃。
So we don't have too time to read, but if you read, you can read on Judges chapter 17. You will see that people do not know the word of God. People will just pick random people to be their priests. Levites were out of job because people are worshiping idols. So a certain man just saw a Levite and asked him over to become his priest of the household.
所以就是当时他们对神的话语呢一点都不熟悉，也不。
所以，
那利未人呢也没有做利未人的事情。他们应该祭司阶层的人就解释律法，去教导民众律法。
So it shows how people are, you know, like very unfamiliar with the word of God and the Levites who are supposed to be providing service to the Lord, but they were not, and they were supposed to teach, but they were not.
那圣经也教导，就是说，摩西的教导里面就是说，给利未人呢最好的成交的徒弟，让他们没有后顾之忧，他们可以来专心侍奉神。但是在世时的时代，他们连饭都吃不上。
And also, the Lord gave him the instruction to Moses that Levites should have the best land so that they would not be worried about, you know, like food and stuff like that. But then during the time of Judges, the Levites were so poor, they don't even have food to eat.
所以就是没有人去关心神的律法，去怎么样去服侍神。
So no one was there to care about the law of God, and they didn't know the words of God.
就是好多人呢，当基甸这样的人神拣选他的时候呢，当时的信心是非常大。
So when God chose people like Gideon at that time, they have faith in God.
但是过后呢，因为没有神的话语在他们里面呢，信心立刻就没了。
But because the word of God is not in them, so very soon after they start to wander away.
那如果我们翻开一节经文是诗篇103篇呢，我们看到就是说摩西是非常特别，就是他是不仅仅是经历神迹，而且他知道耶和华的法则。
So if you turn to Psalm 103, then you will see that Moses is a very special man. He knows the way of the Lord.
就在他的一生里面服侍主呢，就是神一直和他同在。他不是一回和他同在，另一回不同在，而是一直和他同在。
So during his life, God was always with him. God wasn't like with him for a while and then left him for a while. No, God was always with him.
我们读诗篇103篇第七节。
Let's read Psalm chapter 103, verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his way to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
就是说呢，他让摩西是知道他的法则的，不仅仅是作为，但是以色列人呢，只晓得他的作为。作为就是神迹，其实。
So meaning that he revealed himself to Moses, not only his deeds, but also his ways as well. And yet the people of Israel only know the deeds of God.
所以要是神常和我们同在，我们要明白他的法则。
If you want God to be with you, then we have to know his ways.
这种明白不仅是头脑上的明白，而是我们认，就是心在他的法则里。
So this kind of knowing is not just a knowledge in our head, but rather a way that we can walk in it.
圣经里面希伯来文、希腊文用的这个明白、认识啊，认识这个词就是一个亲密的关系。
So in the Hebrew, when it says knowing is, it's like a very intimate relationship.
就像我今天我说我认识我的太太，就是我不仅仅是知道他的名字，而是我跟他有一个关系，亲密的关系。
For example, if I say I know my wife, not just knowing her, but having a very intimate relationship with her.
那这就是要有跟神的话语、跟神的法则，要有一个就是生命里面的认知。
So that's why we need to have an intimate understanding of God and His words in our life.
我们好多时候是通过这种求印证呢，知道神和我们同在，神给我们信心，我们做成一些事情。
A lot of times we ask for signs and confirmations in order to, you know, like have faith in things that we do.
但是呢，这些过后，我们能不能继续的行在神的道里面，继续的有信心？我们要问我们这样一个问题。
But after that do we still have the faith to continue the journey? We need to ask ourselves this question.
那我们怎么样真正有不断增长的信心呢？我们看看圣经怎么讲。
So how can we continue to have a faith that is growing and growing? Let's turn to the Bible and see what it says.
而且是一个稳健的信心，就是不是说晃来晃去，一高一低的信心。
It's an unshakable faith. It's not something that is temporary or can be destroyed.
我们翻开马太福音第七章二十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
这里耶稣就告诉我们怎么样有一个坚实的一个生命，稳定的一个生命。
This is what Jesus telling us to have a strong life.
当我们有坚实的生命的时候呢，有信心的时候呢，我们也可以求印证。但是呢，我们的信心是稳定的。
So when we have a strong life, and we can still ask for signs and confirmations, but our life we will have a strong foundation to our life.
当我们的生命是一个稳健的生命的时候呢，所做的一切都受耶和华的祝福。
So when we have a strong faith, a foundation, then everything that we do will be blessed by the Lord.
所以我们读一下马太福音第七章二十四节。所以
Let's read. Yeah. 你读吧。
也所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话就不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上， 雨淋水冲风吹撞上了房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。你读一下英文。
Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
所以这里讲到呢，当我们听到神的话，而且去行的时候呢，就把房子盖在了磐石上。
So when we hear God's word and practice what we hear, it's like a man who builds his house on a strong foundation on a rock.
当把房子建在磐石上的时候呢，你房子里所做的一切都是会受祝福的。
So when you build your house on a rock, everything that you do in the house will be blessed.
但如果你把房子建在沙土上的时候呢，你的房子不管盖得再漂亮，在里面所做的一切都是要打一个问号。
So if you build your house on sand instead of building your house on a rock, so everything you do in the house, even though it may look fancy on the outside,Those things can be questionable, you know, like, you know.
那所以呢，我们先要把房子要建在磐石上。
That's why we need to build our house on a rock.
所以我们同时呢，也要去在我们不明白的时候，我们可以来求印证。
At the same time, when things that, you know, like, is questionable, like, you do not understand, you can ask for confirmations and signs.
今天我们主要讲的呢，求印证是一个方法，很重要的方法。
So, it's a method. Today we want to talk about asking for signs and confirmation is a method. It's a very important method as well.
但是呢，如果我们有神的话在我们的里面，这些印证就让我们入乎天意。
So, but if we have the words of God in us,The signs and confirmations will be like an added, like a cherry on top for us.
啊，如果我们有神的话，没有神的话语在里面，就像基甸一样，啊，信心一回高一回低，最后把自己的家人也陷在泥塘里面。
But if you do not have the words of God in you, you will be like Gideon, like you have fluctuates in your faith, sometimes high, sometimes low, and you may build traps for yourself, for your family.
那有时候呢，你就神用你做大事，像基甸。
So sometimes you will say, "Oh, God is going to use you mightily, just like Gideon."
那有时候呢，又发现 trouble.
And other times you will find yourself in trouble.
而且 trouble 是自己找来的。
And those troubles are the troubles are the ones that you made by yourself.
我们有一些祷告以后呢，我们在这个大家。可能有一些回应。
So we will we'll pray, and then after that you can respond.
当我们每一次听见神的话语的时候呢，最主要的要有一个习惯，习惯就是说在神的面前来检查自己呢，要悔改。
So you need to have this habit after to listen to the word of God, come and, you know, like meditate on yourself and examine your heart and repent before the Lord.
要知道我们有一个中保，就是耶稣基督，他来就是要来赦免我们的罪，来就是要来洁净我们的罪，来就是给我们新生命，不要惧怕。
You have to know that we have Jesus to come and cleanse us, to save us from all our sins. Do not come in fear.
主，我们天上的父亲，谢谢你，谢谢您赐下耶稣。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for sending down Jesus.
谢谢你赐下你的话语。
Thank you for sending down your words.
是吧？因着耶稣，我们过去不能做的，今天我们借着圣灵，我们能够做。
Because of Jesus, the things that we couldn't do before, now we can with the help of Holy Ghost.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你在我们不明确的时候，当我们求印证，你也给我们印证。
Thank you, Lord, that when the times when we were uncertain, you gave us the confirmation and signs.
主啊，是的，主，你在我们弟兄姐妹的生命里面开始来建造一个坚实的生命，通过你的话语。
Lord, build a strong life in our brothers and sisters through your words.
同时，主啊，在我们搞不清楚的时候，主啊，我们求印证，你就印证你的怜悯，也给我们清楚的印证，带领我们向前。
And also in times when we are uncertain, just give us clear confirmation so that we know that it's from you.
主啊，谢谢你是爱我们的神，是怜悯我们的神。
Thank you, Lord, that you are a God who loves us, who have mercy on us.
主啊，你体谅我们的软弱，你知道我们，知道我们是软弱的人。
You know that we are weak, we are a weak man.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，因着你的恩典，主啊，你带领着我们往前走。
Yes, thank you, Lord, because of your mercy that you are leading us forward.
主啊，你是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
You are a good shepherd, and you are willing to lay down your life for your sheep.
主啊，你也说过，你的羊听见你的声音，我们是你的羊，我们知道，我们确信，我们能够听见你的声音，跟随你。
And you said that your sheep will listen to your voice, and we know that we are your sheep. And help us to hear your voice and follow you, Lord.
主啊，你今天当我们听到你声音的时候，我们真的悔改在你的面前。
So when we hear your voice today, Lord, we come before you and repent.
愿我们再次的对你的话语认真，对你的话语愿意去行。
Once again, help us to pay attention to your words and help us to follow what you said.
不再按照我们自己的意思，不再绕道走。
Not doing things according to our own wills. We do not want to go in circles.
主啊，也不会就是看到你的话语，有时候找借口不去做。而是要求恩典，愿意去做。
And when we see your words, we do not find excuse of not doing it, but we will ask for mercy and help us to do it.
主啊，知道你的话语就是让我们的生命像磐石一样。
We know that your words will help us so that we can build our house on a rock.
你让我们的家也像磐石一样，建在磐石上。
So that help us, our family also built on you, on the rock.
这里我要插一句，原文里面那个 house 也可以说是家，就是那个房子也可以说是家，把家要建在磐石上。
So the word house also means families. So we need to build our families on the rock.
就是你的话语。
And it is your words.
谢谢你，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.